Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Okay, we have some nice praise from a lady.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right.
I need a good jerk off.
Yeah, we're going to give you that right now.
We need the pat on the back.
Are we rolling?
We are rolling.
All right, leave all that in.
Leave the towels out.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex.
Oh, we're going with Alex
just
now?
Just going to start using his name.
All right, I guess.
Although the second letter that I have says, "Dear Sarah and Vinny and the disenfranchised youth, Bryn, a-hole, et cetera."
A-hole? Come on.
Oh, it's funny. Okay, so this one is, let's see. "Hey, Alice fam, I'm catching up on Secret Shows, and I just finished up August 12th, the woman writing in about wanting her husband to lose weight."
Mm.
"All of your responses were pretty spot on. It's a tough topic to broach with anyone who isn't ready to hear it. I'm a certified health coach."
Oh.
She thinks we're so good. This is our little jerk off. "I'm a certified health coach. This is a conversation I have often, both with clients seeking help for themselves as well as loved ones desperately wanting to help someone close to them get healthier, often by losing unwanted weight. The key is compassion and honesty with a focus on the desire for that loved one to have the happiest, healthiest life possible and not continue to suffer the physical and emotional effects of obesity. With excess weight comes long-term health conditions that can be both costly and medically devastating. My goal is to help clients change the habits, lifestyle, and nutrition challenges that got them there in the first place." Oh, so maybe this is a person to reach out to. A certified health coach. Hmm. Because I think we just said, I can't even remember what we said, but this person thought we were amazing. So.
Whatever it was.
It was just fucking great.
Right.
"When we work on why we make the choices we do and change those habit loops, the rest is actually pretty easy. Several of you on the show mentioned your own relationship weight gain, and I'd love to chat with you privately, hear your goals, and share how I can help you achieve them. Any of you up for a healthy show competition?"
It's a hard pass,
not
Bob.
Really.
Yeah, I'm so, going to go ahead and...
Pretty comfortable with slug
maybe
life.
Maybe for next
here.
Time.
Yeah. Isn't that nice, though?
Yeah, that's very nice.
"Much love to you all. I still love listening to you in my ambulance every morning. I'm your early pandemic frontline paramedic."
Well, nice.
Remember that? Her name's Jennifer.
Thank if you, you want to start
Jennifer.
Watching our kids 2 hours a day, my wife and I will get all kind of exercise.
Oh,
so come on over.
Yes.
We love to exercise. We just can't seem to.
Just pull up in your ambulance.
Yep. We'll hand them over and you guys go off for
you
a couple
seem
hours.
Totally qualified.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All right. So here's the disenfranchised youth one. This is funny. "Dear Sarah, Vinny, and disenfranchised youth, Bryn, and a-hole. My husband is the only breadwinner at the moment, as I have gone back to school to get my law degree. I have a full tuition scholarship.
However,
awesome. I do not have any income for 2 more years, and we have a toddler at home. My husband makes okay money, and we can pay our bills, but since we live in the Bay Area, times have been tough for us financially. We basically live paycheck to paycheck, or so it seems. Currently, my husband's paychecks go into his account, and he pays all the bills. He puts some money into a shared household account so I can pay for groceries and childcare when I'm in school and my husband's at work. I am otherwise in charge of everything and tend to be a more domineering person in our relationship, but I've intentionally left him in charge of our finances in order to make him feel like the man of the house and to avoid feeling like I am the mom of the entire household, including my husband. Except all our arguments are only ever about money. He has X been paid? Why can't we afford XYZ, such as a new office chair, items for our toddler, etc.? Where does his overtime money go? How come there's never enough money in the household and childcare fund? And I end up always stressing out over low account balances and needing to ask him for money, which super sucks. Should I just be in charge of all our money? Should and can I ask my husband to have his paycheck deposited into the shared account from which I can pay all the bills and give him a monthly spending allowance? Is it weird to be in charge of his money entirely? Or is there another solution I'm not thinking of? I worry that I will become the man of the house, and that's not so hot. I'm a woman, FYI. I just want to have oversight over the money, everything that comes in and goes out. How do you guys manage the finances in your household? Any advice appreciated? Slurps. I won't say her name just in case. Should I just be in charge of all our money? Well, it sounds like since that's all you fight about, that'll be a big fight. I don't know if you should be in charge. I don't know how you are with money. I mean, yay on you for getting your tuition paid for law school.
Yeah.
And 2 more years of that. I mean, maybe this is something you can put up with for 2 more years until you... what happens after law school? Do you immediately get a job somewhere? Like, what happens?
It depends.
Yeah. What field you go into, you know?
We don't know what her deal is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that the expectation here, though, that she's saying, look, I'm going to school, and in 2 years I'll be a lawyer, and then I'll... be making some bucks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, if you're fighting about money all the time, you're wondering where all the money went, but you don't have suspicions that he's out, you know, buying monster trucks or anything.
Hookers. Well, she does have suspicions. That's what she's saying without saying it.
Mm.
Like that's
Where's the money between the lines
is I don't know why don't we have money when I want to go buy something for the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have that? Why are we tight when we want to buy a desk chair? She's saying where's the fucking money, right? So to me that seems like, yeah, I look, here's what I'll say.
Money's such a crunchy subject.
Did she say they're married?
Yeah, they're married. Okay. They're married and have a kid.
Okay, so to me that's your money too. I know that that's going to be controversial and probably out of character.
I 100% agree with you.
Out of character for me to say that because I've always been so bitchy about getting married and about the whole process of combining every single thing that you... It's tough. But you're there already. So, yes, that's your money, too. So you get to have a say in where it goes. And I'm someone who... I do pretty well. And the missus does pretty well, too. But there's no question... that I like to reward myself for things. And there's no doubt that she's probably in the back of her mind more than once gone, that's a brand new surfboard. I can see it's brand new. He's trying to walk through the house with that thing like it's not brand new, but it's fucking brand new. And that is me. Yes, I have a brand new surfboard. So the
when
point
did this happened.
No, this is You're acting like this happened once.
Oh.
No, this has happened many times. And my point now is that I'm at a place where I'm realizing I need to stop. I don't get to reward myself every time I feel like I've earned it.
Take out the trash or
right.
Empty the dishwasher.
And this money, by the way, has got to go long for us. You know, we need retirement and we have, you know, young kids. So I'm actually doing better than I have in the past. But I also think that
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
There's probably a possibility that you do need to do the finances so he doesn't get himself things that he probably
doesn't need.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's it. It comes down to that. Like, did I earn the money? Yeah, I earned it. So am I sitting there saying to myself, well, I, you know, yeah, but we're a family and that's the family's money. And I'm learning this lesson kind of not hard. She's not fighting with me. We don't fight about that. Right now, we're doing okay. But she's been talking about maybe stepping back from work for a year and taking a year off. Well, that's going to take all the cushion away from us.
Right.
So back to your point, your question. You absolutely should be involved. You should have the account passwords. You should be able to look at your bank balances.
Yes.
And know where the money's gone or going.
I actually agree with, you know, it's funny because I remember early, long before you ever married, when you were with this other girl and she was just a spend, she would spend and spend and like put things on credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I'm not taking that on, you know.
That's she had a ton of debt.
Right.
And she was someone who felt like, well,
All
of my girlfriend's boyfriends have taken and paid down their debt. And you're still sitting here. And look, at the time, I was a young man. We'd just gotten here, right? Mm-hmm. So we were here a few years. But I felt really resentful about that attitude. I felt like I've made a ton of sacrifices to get where we're at right now. And frankly, we don't have, there's no net in radio. Like at that point, we were still brand new. Doing well.
Sure.
Doing well for ourselves and kind of kicking butt and getting somewhere and building
somewhere.
A name for ourselves. But, and I just didn't feel like I wanted to be with someone who was, had that attitude. Like, well, I went on a trip to Cabo. That's why there's $5,000 there on that card. Mm. Well, I didn't fucking go on a trip to Cabo. Never.
Yeah. Certainly not a $5,000 trip to Cabo.
I feel differently now. If I felt like someone was handling their business and doing their best, and there was debt on that they were stuck with, I would handle that differently.
Right. Well, I like to think that people make considered decisions about marrying, and they have asked these questions and discussed these things mm-hmm. before they do that.
Right.
Bryn and Anita, you're a good example. You guys aren't married, but you certainly must. Do you keep your finances completely separate?
No, there's a shared account, and then there's our separate accounts.
So you've worked out a budget.
Where we can splurge on our own bullshit that neither of us need. And I think that's healthy to have, like, you know, an allotted amount of cash
your
that you can
money.
Spend on dumb shit that she wouldn't.
But you're saving towards retirement.
I have a 401k okay. and, you know, whatever investments, but I think it's important.
That Bitcoin's going
to
come back strong, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm holding my breath.
I really uh-huh. hope so. I'm not holding my breath, but I really do hope so.
In this scenario, I would say, you know, you don't have to say that this is, I'm going to take over and be in charge of all the finances, but let's put it on the table and discuss. Like, let's look at all the numbers and have a discussion about, you know, where the money's going. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Right.
It is fair. And that's the thing. They're having these fights over money. And it sounds like mostly they're having fights about him not giving her enough of it. And that's come up. So sit down with a piece of paper and write down what your expenses are week mm-hmm. by week. You know, miscellaneous kid stuff, groceries. It sounds like he pays the bills, right? Is that mm-hmm. what she was saying?
Yeah.
And lay that all out and ask him to fill in this blank. How much is the electric bill? What's the water bill? What's the trash bill? Let's get that all on there. This is what we need per month to live. Now let's look at what you make. And don't hide that from me. And let's look. I mean, it should be open and talked about and not mm-hmm. something to have a fight over.
One of the things we do is I had an American Express that I got her a card off of. So now
same
we both
account.
And right, it's the same account and we both use that for our expenses daily. So
right.
I'll get gas with it, I do this, get groceries, and that way she can go get what she needs without the account being overdrawn or anything.
Right.
And then I know that she's not going to buy frivolous crap, and she doesn't know that about me because she knows there'll be a new board any minute. And they
sell an old one?
Yeah, no, I'm exaggerating,
I mean,
but I am
a big house,
I believe
not...
I'm making a point, and that's what I'm trying to do, which is to say that yeah, he might be buying stuff, and there may even be a reality for this is what I'll say. Let me say it this way.
All right.
You might be bummed when you dig into your finances. You might actually look at your finances and go, that motherfucker been gambling at the track or
right.
whatever he's been up to. What needs to happen is, I think, is you need to be able to say, look, we're going to start from here. We're going to have a new deal. And then put all that behind you guys. Because you can't beat him about the head for stuff that's past.
Right.
It's already gone. I don't know what he's spending it on. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he likes expensive underwear. Who knows?
Maybe it's just tax. And you're like, oh, shit, I thought you made that much, but your paycheck's always
and
like half,
be
of,
that
half
too.
The amount.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
whatever it is,
right.
they need to see if he's
yeah,
making enough to cover the budget. Because
be
if they're not, then we got to do something else here. We have to
mm-hmm.
figure something else out.
Right.
You know, I don't like the sound of a woman who's going to school full time and isn't able to cover her groceries.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I you know, stop having fights about it. Either take it all over or just sit down and have an honest chat about it.
Well, look, the pushback for take it all over is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be
mm-hmm.
like, no, you can't have that. And I don't know, again,
but
it could
right.
be
it's
taxes,
uh-huh.
but it could be money that he's spending because he's like, hey, I'm the one who earned this. I want a new remote control car.
But
or,
you have yeah. a kid and
right.
a wife and a house to support.
And that's the conversation that needs to happen. And
right.
I'm telling you as someone who has lived alone most of his life and had a pretty negative attitude about, like, I felt
sharing.
Resentful over that girl. Like, man, I get up at 3 a.m. and you're out there at Nordstrom spending money you don't even have. Like, what? That's not okay. But if you have a good partner who's with you in this deal, then you guys should be able to figure something out without it breaking you up.
Right. Right.
And I would want to put this in place before you have your lawyer money coming in. Because if he gets his hands on that, and he's, and let's say you find out he does have a spending problem that you don't know about, you don't want that to continue after you start having money come in.
And you don't want, I mean, the thing is, it sounds like money's getting between you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really think if you're going to be a family and raise this kid and you're going to have money coming in and he's going to, like, now is the time to settle how that all gets handled. Whether it goes to one central place or what have you. Alex is not even paying. Okay.
No.
Keep
going right, back Jason. To your editing. You're good. All right.
Any thoughts on this? The thing you haven't been listening to?
This
is going to be good.
Do you give your money to your wife?
If she asks, I would, yeah. If she asks.
Does she get an allowance?
No. I don't. I don't have enough money to be given an allowance. You know, we kind of are kind of scraping by, too. We're just lucky to be in a good living situation.
Uh-huh.
That's me and my brother and everything. So we're in a good spot right now. And then when she was working, because she was an au pair. So she was able to work and she didn't make a lot. But she did. She is very frugal and was able to save up some money. So that helped out at the beginning. But yeah, right now she's.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Looking in the process. And, yeah, well, we're doing the green card process right now.
Yeah.
And so she can't work.
But
so,
if she's like, I need a new bra, what does she do? Does she just get to go buy one? Or does she have to come to you and say, I just blew out a bra?
Yeah.
I need a new one.
She can just, you know, get one. Yeah, it's no.
So
no
she has problem. A credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's no issue there.
And you'll pay that bill?
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Nice. Yeah, so,
but anyway, she's like,
all worked out.
Yeah, she's so simple. You know, she doesn't. And that's what I need to. Every time I think about that, I'm like, okay, now I need to go do stuff for her, you know, because I just feel so guilty that she's so
repost
frugal,
this picture,
you
know, of her.
Repost the picture. Yeah. And
oh, there you go.
We got her anniversary coming up. And,
oh.
You know, her birthday's coming up. So I just, I need to figure out.
Shit, double whammy.
some super nice stuff to do for her. So,
well, maybe someone out there has a suggestion for you.
Oh, what
maybe
should
there's a nice restaurant you can take her to, and well, I don't know how you're going to pay for that, but you know.
No, I took her to this Brazilian restaurant a while ago. Yeah, and it was
where
a
the
lot.
Meat truck comes by, and they you get the piece of meat, you put the card up, and you
yeah exactly.
Green.
Go on meat.
Yeah, put it in my bag, please, so I can walk out of here with it too. Yeah, it's so expensive.
Right,
guys. So
but chicken hearts.
Yeah, I was eating the chicken hearts there. So.
Oh, you were?
I tried a half a chicken heart.
And you liked it or not?
I didn't like
chewy.
It.
No, I ate
it. It was chewy.
Skewer
it was.
Of that.
It was a heart.
The whole thing. All ten of them.
Yeah, it was a heart was a the heart. Whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a heart. So I couldn't get my mind off the fact that it was a heart. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Mm. Yeah, you guys are.
All right, we're done. Thanks
so
for listening.
So Americanized.
I'm like. This lettuce has a little teeny brown spot on it. No.
You know, you guys make me second think. Like, when I eat, like, gnarly shit, the other day I was eating a chicken, right?
Yeah.
But I was eating the head, and I've always done this. But in this particular case...
Where do you get a chicken with a head still on it?
The fucking head's there. I don't know. It's like Chinese restaurant or whatever.
Oh.
So I'm like, there
the
I am.
The whole chicken comes out with the head and everything, the beak?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
you always eat the head and the beak.
I've grown up eating that shit all my life. The brain is like the best part, right?
Oh, Lord.
But now, because of you guys, I like overthink everything. And I'm staring at this fucking chicken's face like, oh, man, this is tough.
Well, don't do that. Just keep eating what you eat.
I know. I did that. So I turned it around and I cracked it open so I didn't have to look it in the face. Oh, and then I ate it. But then I felt weird about eating what I normally always eat.
Don't. You got to stop that.
I know.
You're in your own head too much.
Yeah. I mean, because you guys are always like barfing over what I talk about.
Well, you do eat gross stuff.
Well, you do.
Keep on eating it. Keep on eating it. Don't listen to us.
All right.
Well, everybody else listen to us.
But not Bryn.
Right.
Bryn, you do you.
Right.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Bryn at RadioAlice.com. BRYN at RadioAlice.com. Send your stories and your bad advices. I'll do something sexier tomorrow.
Okay. All the right. End.